On Taiwan Talk this week, on December 15, 1978, then U.S. President Jimmy Carter made an important announcement that would eventually shape Taiwan policy.
The United States of America and the People's Republic of China have agreed to recognize each other and to establish diplomatic relations as of January the 1st, 1979.
Those words ushered a period of deep anguish for then-President Jiang Jingguo and members of his administration. One of the late president's lieutenants was Frederick Chen, who eventually went on to become foreign minister and control Yuan president. Now, to kick off ICRT's 45th birthday celebration, Chen sat down with us to tell us what transpired in the period immediately after that announcement. Those events would also lead to the founding of International Community Radio Taipei.
December 15th, 1978 was a Friday. And that is a very important point. It's a Friday. About 11:30 Taipei time, I received a phone call at my home. I was already asleep. Asked me to rush to this place. This, you know, there's a Seven Seas Villa. That was President Jiang Jingguo's residence. Asked me to go there at once. And when I arrived, and the president asked me, what do you think about the purpose of it? I said, very simple. Remember in July, 1976, about 2.5 years ago, you asked me to write different scenarios of U.S. trying to change her relationship with us. I had 10 scenarios, from dual recognition to switch to embassy in Beijing, consulate general in Taipei, etc. You can find many ways. And the last one was what the PRC demanded the U.S. to do. Cut off diplomatic ties with us, take away all the U.S. military personnel from Taiwan. Third, abrogate the Mutual Defense Treaty.
But the third never happened, right?
Well, the third did happen. At that time, the U.S. government took advantage of the content of the Mutual Defense Treaty. The last article was, if either side wanted to end the treaty, it should give 1 year's advance notice. In other words, the derecognition took place January 1st, 1979. Defense treaty would end, terminate, it's abrogated. Leonard Unger did not come in until 2 a.m. the next morning. He was totally unprepared, just have a piece of paper, several pieces of paper, I think three. First piece of paper was message from Jimmy Carter to President Jiang, literally notifying him that I want to establish diplomatic ties with PRC. For that reason, our relationship cannot be continued. But otherwise, we hope we could still maintain people-to-people relations, unofficial.
When was the hard stop for you? I mean, obviously, you know, the relationship as it is today is a little bit different.
It was very bad. And then he gave us, he read the joint communique between USA and PRC, which was to be announced a few hours later. Then the third message was what the US would be doing. They would send a special envoy to come to Taipei representing Jimmy Carter to discuss with us what followed was the unofficial relationship. Oh, and then there was the only thing Unger said of his own. I think he was also instructed, but it was not reading. He said, whatever I told you now, for 8 hours, you cannot tell anybody. This really angered President Jiang. He said, we have been allies for over many decades, 1941, 1980, 78, almost 30 plus years. And we have been in such good friendship. And we have a very important mutual defense treaty. And all this you told me like this, only 8 hours. And you do not allow me to announce this to my people. I have to cheat them during those 8 hours as if nothing happened. I cannot do that. So the meeting was very short, just as simple as that. 2:30, he came in with his political counselor, and not quite 3 o'clock, they left. And President Jiang went upstairs to his living quarter. In 2 minutes, came down with the paper which I wrote for him, the 10 scenarios. He said, now you do according what you write in that 10th scenario, which number one was to call several top level government officials to his residence to tell them and to have a close discussion about what we would be doing. And then I should alert our embassy in Washington. I should ask James Song to write down all what happened at those half an hour less. And then number three, there's a gentleman, Victor Hu, was personal secretary to the foreign minister. And he would be drafting cables to alert all our missions overseas.
Do you remember what the cables said, the ones that you sent out?
The cable was just simply announce what happened just a few hours ago, and that the derecognition date would be January 1st, 1979. Until then, they still enjoy full diplomatic privileges and immunities. They should be very quiet, not to get excited, and calm everybody down.
You had 2 weeks from the time you were told until the time it ended. What did the 2 weeks, what was the entire process of unwinding the relationship?
Well, the 2 weeks were very difficult time, very hard time. First of all, our media took advantage of this thing, attacked the government, saying that they asked the State Department. State Department say, we have been telling you about this, we have been preparing about this for many years, and you didn't do anything. But it's all wrong. The truth of the matter was, we thought about this. And personally, I discussed with the foreign minister about the event that would be coming, which did come. And the foreign minister replied me with one sentence. When the person have not died, how can you near the coffin? 人还没死，怎么把棺材就钉起来了？ So we have to do everything very confidentially. But we gathered a lot of papers. I have a large desk, and all the departments, various departments, taking the papers that I've asked them to prepare. This included our past experience, our past cases of breaking up diplomatic ties. What did we do? How did we negotiate? What did we get? pile up in front of my desk, six piles. It was more than 1 foot per pile. It must be 2 foot per pile. We prepared much more, but we couldn't tell anybody. So we went through all those papers, and I drafted all the things we needed to negotiate with the U.S. Unger made a call to me on the 19th, because 15th was Friday, 16th, 17th weekend, 18th, I don't know what, 19th, he made a formal call to me. The only thing he asked me of was, over the last few days, I heard many of our countrymen told us that they were scared. Everywhere they went, people were very nasty to them. They are worried about their safety. And they are also worried if they stay here, all the past privileges would no longer be there for them to enjoy. I told him, don't worry because of this happened. We're still friends. We will treat your people with courtesy and respect. And their safety is our responsibility. You can quote me saying that there will be no harm to them anywhere they go. There are a lot of things we also wanted you to do. Same as you worried about your people, I am worried about my people in U.S. When the PRC set up their embassy and consulates everywhere, they would try to harass our people who supported us. And the PRC have very clear records. They're agents everywhere. So you need to protect our citizens in your country. With regard to your people, whatever they had in the past will be continued. I say, for instance, you have the Armed Forces radio station, Taiwan. Of course, all the armed forces would be leaving, but we would ask our business people to set up an ICRT. The club, we say the American people must have a club. So you have the American, Taipei American Club, few steps away from this building. Whatever convenience and your people used to enjoy, we would provide for them.
You were listening to former Control Yuan President and Foreign Minister Frederick Chin. And that does it for this week's edition of Taiwan Talk. You can catch the extended edition of this episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you download your podcasts. I'm Hope Goh. Thank you for tuning in.